You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The New York Giants, who continue to lose, and the New York Jets, who continue to get absolutely dismantled and just smoked. I mean, really, two no-shows the last couple of games here for the Jets. Steve Wilks is out, which is the right move. And, you know, they just showed an aversion to tackling. I couldn't generate a pass rush. I mean, zero resistance. I mean, taking horrendous angles. I'm not saying that it's all Steve Wilks' fault, but the Bucs got to stop somewhere. And before I get back to the hot stove stuff, Yanks and Mets topics obviously on the table. The, you know, the way things build in the NFL, and especially the way I know how you guys are, because I went through it with, you know, the Giants regime and Robert Saleh as well. So I do think that Aaron Glenn could be a good coach. I do. There's been a little evidence, like, you know, winning before the bye and then winning off the bye and just showing some life and some, you know, self-motivation and some pride when they clearly didn't have a lot of weapons. But I think maybe in a different situation, the team would have packed up shop and quit. So, I mean, but that's also the bare bones expectation. Like, I kind of need your team to play hard, but the Jets really don't have much talent. So I give them kind of a pass on the record. And the quarterback play has been wretched. Now, he brought Justin Fields in here, whatever. But I will say this. The way it goes, like, all right, you can give a coach a little bit of a pass on a season or a situation. But that expires kind of quick. Like, think about Wink Martindale and Dable. Where, you know, great synergy, fantastic, Wink doing his thing, and obviously Daniel Jones, that first year, 8 rushing touchdowns, Giants winning a road playoff game, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, next year is that you got the GM picking up the headsets during game day communication to see what kind of operation Dable's running, and then you hear all these crazy stories, which I don't know if they were that crazy, you know, Wink trying to subvert Dable's message, and he's trying to be the man and trying to take over a little bit, so you can't have that happen to somebody who's under you, so Dable fires him. And what I'm saying is, after a while, there's only so many ways and so many people that you can point to where you say, hey, it's their fault. Like, it's Wink's fault. It's the new DC's fault. It's injuries. It's the GM. Ownership. Whatever. I'm just saying now, generalities here. So while it's the right move, and I do like that it's fairly quick for the Jets not to drag this on, you know, show the man respect. He's getting paid certainly for the rest of his contract. Every penny Steve Wilks will be fine financially. Not that it's easy getting fired, but he'll be fine. But now there's only so many more bad hires that Aaron Glenn will be able to survive before you are calling the station up and looking to kick down the door or kick it in, you know? It's not an endless, infinite list of mistakes. He messed up at quarterback, messed up with the DC. That needs to be said. Like, to me, it's when we got the breaking news during the show, like, my first reaction was like, okay, no kidding. I mean, the Jets' defense has been awful. Basically giving up 50 points, can't stop anybody. No kidding he got fired, okay. But I very quickly turned in and pivoted to what I just said. Like, that's the story right now for Aaron Glenn. And I don't think that you should lose sight of that, you know? So that's how I feel about that. 888-808-1019. Let me get Brian in Ridgewood on the fan. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, BT. Thanks for taking the call. And you hit just right now on the point I wanted to make, which was a lot of people are saying, you know, Aaron Glenn, or this coordinator, that coordinator. Aaron Glenn's in-game assessment of what's going on is just awful. He gets out, you know, we see post game and he's talking about, oh, you know, Justin Fields played very well and he had a few things here or there when we all watched the game and knew it was terrible, but he had no assessment from the sideline that it was terrible. The same thing with the defense over the past few weeks. He's not noticing that during the game, it's just awful. And he has to wait and he gets on the press conference. And he says, oh, you know, we did some good things. He watches the tape the next day and realizes how bad it is. How come he can't make those in-game assessments and adjustments to see how bad things are going?
Okay, now, listen, it's a fair question, but I really think you're overthinking this. Number one, he's not going to throw his players under the bus. At least he's a little bit more honest, a lot more than Saleh, who you'd think that the Jets were a 12-win team, listen to his press conferences every year. But so I think that's part of it. As a former player, he understands protecting players, especially the modern athlete. Number one. Number two, you talk about adjustments. I mean, Brian, that sounds good calling into a radio show. Hey, make some adjustments. What are we doing? Look at the guys who are out there. I mean, half of the defenders on the field won't even be on the team next year from yesterday. They got nobody. Got nobody.
Yep.
You know?
I get that. But at some point, like going back to the Justin Fields piece, everyone saw how bad it was. 54 yards passing. And at some point, everyone was asking, pull the quarterback. Put in the backup at halftime. Everyone was waiting for it, and never happened, never entered his mind. The press conference post was nothing about it. No, he didn't think about it. And then the next day, he's talking about a quarterback change. It just seems he's late on all of these.
Well, no, but I think sometimes something could be reinforced when you watch the tape, Brian. Thanks for the call. I mean, I get it. I don't know that I had to really watch tape on Justin Fields to see him miss somebody by 3 yards and, you know, basically throw worm burners and short hops left and right, you know, on little 12-yard passes. But I think goes back to what I said about protecting players to an extent. And also, Aaron Glenn knows, or at least he thought, that there was upside with Justin Fields. And I didn't really disagree. Whereas with Tyrod Taylor, all right, there's a steadiness. And again, I'm tired of saying this, but it fits. The floor's a little bit higher because he's a little bit more accurate. But, you know, Tyrod Taylor's not going to house one from 65, 70 yards out. Justin Fields could. And at that point, remember, think about this, because Braylon Allen got hurt against Miami. I don't even know what game that was off the top. It was fairly early, maybe week five. I could be off. But for the first 5 weeks or so, like the Jets running game, you know, you had Hall, you had Allen. Think about that opening drive against Miami.
I mean, you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They just shoved it down Miami's throat, and I mean shoved it down their throat. And then Allen coughed it up at the goal line. Jets lost the game, excruciating fashion. We know. And that was not the only game that they would lose in excruciating fashion. The Buck game in week three. The Steelers game in week one. I mean, it really, and now it's just off the rails because they're trotting out a bunch of guys who really, with all due respect, are not NFL-level starters. You want to tell me with some development, whatever, some more reps, they could be backups down the road. What their talent is non-existent on defense, which is another reason why if you don't love Mendoza or whomever, forget about it. Just go and just trade down and, you know, get a linebacker, get a corner, get a big receiver, just do it. I mean, they got a lot to do. But I can't really criticize Glenn for that. The man knows more football than my entire family tree. He's forgotten more football than my entire family tree knows put together. So do I think that he really needed to watch the film to see if Justin Fields was throwing the ball well? No. He could identify that if he's not even by looking with one eye at the upper deck and one eye at the field. He knows, but he's trying to get the guys to believe in themselves. And again, things you really don't want to hear, but things that do matter. John's in Brick on the Fan. John, what's up?
Brandon, what's up, my old friend?
Well, good, man. What's happening?
Used to sit next to you in 208 in the old stadium.
No! Yes.
Yes, sir,
With your mom, right?
That was my aunt.
You're right.
Your friend,
yes.
Robbie's friend.
Yes. John.
When we could bring our own refreshments in.
You think? This was pre-9/11, so you could sneak anything that you wanted into the stadium. We would sneak like five or six cold ones in each. John, you saw, this is funny. So the first year I started going in 97, had him 98.
Yep.
I was there with you right next to me when Vinny got hurt in 99 and then 2000.
Yep.
Then I moved away. My career was kind of going. So I had to give him up. You saw young BT. Let's not divulge too much on the air,
Brandon,
here, John. Could get in trouble.
No, Brandon. You told me your dream. Mike and the Mad Dog were on. You told us you were going to do it.
I did.
Embarrassed. You said, this is what I'm doing. We were very encouraging of you, very encouraging. And I was totally psyched to hear you on the radio. I talked to you once on 1050 ESPN, and I've obviously been a big fan ever since. I'm so glad to finally get on this week. It's awesome to talk to you, man.
That's really phenomenal. John, is your aunt still alive? Is she okay?
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
We still go.
That's awesome. That is great.
We're in section 201 now, right behind the uprights. We couldn't stay in those sweet seats where we were.
We had the overhang, too, so when it was raining, we were dry.
Yeah, we're still dry. It was one of our requirements.
Nice. Yeah, I don't blame you.
To get seats. Yeah, but we talk about you all the time, man. I said, I got to try and get him on the air.
Well, good thing you got in this week.
Yeah, no, it was...
Oh, good.
Listen, we haven't been the same since Victor Cruz. I mean,
yeah, that's true, man.
That Victor Cruz night that ruined my Christmas. That we haven't been the same. Prior to that, it was 7 out of 13 years in the playoffs, and we had something to, you know, it was fun going to the game.
Yeah, it was
competitive, man.
Yes, it was. You know? Yeah,
and
man, I miss those days, Cruz, John.
It's never been the same, BT. It's never been the same.
Who do you want at quarterback next year? What are you going to do with quarterback?
I'll be honest, dude. I don't watch the college game enough to say, you know, if Mendoza's the deal and we can get there with the pick,
yep.
You know, let's take a shot. I mean, I believe in AG. I think that's we're going to be okay there. As far as DC, you know, I don't know. Wilkes obviously wasn't getting it done. But, yeah, it all starts with the quarterback, and we don't have one. So if it's Mendoza, why not?
What else is new? We don't have one. John, I'm so happy you got through. Give my best to your aunt, okay?
Listen, I certainly will. I just want to wish you the best, and thanks. I'll be listening wherever you go.
That's phenomenal, John. Wow, I'm so happy you got through. That's great. Thanks, dude. That is crazy. Yeah, I mean, he was I'm going to use the word normal. He was normal. I mean, I would walk into that stadium. I look back. I have some pictures now. They're not from iPhones, unfortunately, because the clarity would be so much better. I've got pictures, and I've said this before. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I would walk into the stadium with, like, a do-rag on and, oh, God almighty, black Nike batting gloves and my Cribbett jersey that I got from Cosby's, like with the arms cut so you could show off the guns. Well, not that they were like over the top guns, but better back then than they are now. Like, I actually thought in my crazy mind that they were going to ask me to play. that was pre 9/11. That was the old Meadowlands. Like, we would just, God, I loved going to those games, man. Number one, John's right. They were fun. Now, 96, that's when I started going. That was the misery. That was the 1-15 train wreck with Kotai. But then Bill comes in 97. Jets go 9-7. I remember they played the Raiders that year. They blocked a punt. Boy, I remember so many of those games. I remember the first win. And then even 98, they started 0-2. They lost in San Francisco when Garrison Hurst had the 96-yard run. And we whiffed on a million tackles. Keyshawn caught a couple. Corbett caught. Glenn Foley was the quarterback on the old Candlestick dirt infield. My God. And then we lost the next game. Was it the Rams or the Ravens? I thought it was the Rams. I could be off on that. And then the Jets come back and they're 0-2 and they beat the Colts like 44-6. And that's when Vinny started playing. Leon Johnson, remember him? He catches like a little screen pass, goes like 70 to the house. And that year just took off. And John was right next to me. That's a beautiful gift right there. I remember Zand. I still can remember what they looked like. But man, what we would sneak in there. And the walk from the tailgate. And it's like you were walking into a Roman Colosseum. Like you just, there was just a, oh God, that's a long time ago, man. But they didn't really care what you did. You know, you can sneak, you get a couple of cold ones, stick them in your waist, you know, hide them. You know, because I was a kid. I had no money. I was just out of college. So, you know, I couldn't afford whatever it was. $7-$8 a beer. I had to sneak them in. 888-808-1019. I'm so happy you called, John. Neil's in Greenwich, Connecticut. What's up, Neil?
Hey, BT. How are you?
Good.
Hey, good. Listen, I tried to get on last week, but obviously you guys were pretty busy. I wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed the chemistry, the energy you guys had the last couple of years. I will definitely be one of many who will follow you wherever you go. And Sal, I hope you both wind up doing something together. I will say one more thing because I can go on and on about that. But I've been listening to fans since 87, since day one. And you guys are, and only Mike and the Mad Dog is the show that I was more bummed to see not continue. So I really want to give you kudos, and I really hope you guys find yourselves doing something together, because I think you guys complement each other extremely well.
That's the highest praise, anyway. Man. I mean, we can't shine their shoes, Mike and Chris, but that's the highest
praise. You guys did a great job.
Thank you very much.
And it was humming. But anyway, you guys definitely left on a high note. But I know you don't want to just hear all that stuff. Let me just real quick on a couple of sports thoughts.
Sure.
One thing I will miss is you are a you have a good critical voice, particularly to my favorite team, the Yankees. And, you know, the thing that, and I'm not sure if you're going to go here, but would be willing to go here, but my view is, you know, Steinbrenner, like George, by all accounts, never intended him to run the team, meaning that the son-in-law, Swindell, he was first in line, then they got divorced, and then it was Hank. And then Hank died, and and it's Hal. And like, Hal is like the first to say when he was a kid, he wasn't interested in baseball and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he's never at a game. I don't even know, you know, I don't even watch any games.
Well, sure, he watches, but he's not there. Well, he's not present very often. Yep.
He's not there. He's not there. And look, I just think it's basically, it's pretty simple. I mean, the guy has faith because he knows nothing else other than Cashman. And Cashman, obviously, you know, look, some people will argue that the Yankees, it's tough to make the playoffs every year. I'll make the case that, look, you know, you got six teams in each division, $300 million. You look at it, if you're a top five payroll, most likely three out of four of the top, you know, whatever, 60-70% of those teams make the playoffs every year. And look at the Yankees in the years 13, 14, 15, 16, how atrocious those rosters were. Yeah. Basically, Aaron Judge's first line of his Hall of Fame plaque should be, he carried a Brian Cashman roster for 10 plus years. Because other than Aaron Judge, this team is a wreck. The offense is atrocious.
Well, the pitching's good. Yeah, let's be fair. The pitching is really good. The staff is really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
My other thing is, I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm a big baseball. I'm like you, Emmanuel. We're the same age. I'm Emmanuel, passionate fan. I'm a passionate baseball fan overall. But my thing on the Mets, just as an observation, is I look at this guy Stearns. You remember the old Red Sox GM? He was brought in from Tampa Bay, and he traded Mookie Betts. He was sort of forced to trade Betts.
Yep.
You know, I forgot his name off the top of my head. He was a candidate for the Mets job. He wound up being now the Cardinals GM. I wonder if Stearns is a little bit like him, i.e. the guy did a nice job in a small market. And I really question if Stearns knows what it takes to run a big market team and to be willing to spend the extra money that, you know, big market teams unfortunately have to spend.
I mean, what I don't understand, Neil, thank you for the call. What I don't get, and maybe it's not this simple, I'm sure I'm oversimplifying this to an extent, but if you can have success in Milwaukee with more restraints financially, I mean, shouldn't it be easier here? You can still remain married to the same baseball principles. Okay, run prevention, more athleticism. You can still, you know, have a vision of how you want the drafting and the scouting and the personnel department, what they're looking for, to have that synergy of the kind of player that you had in Milwaukee, but you can accent it with a checkbook. I mean, this should be easier. It should be. You know, the other thing to your first point about Aaron Judge, you know, I remember doing this on, I guess it was maybe Friday, certainly Thursday or Friday, with Sal. We were talking about the 2022 Mets, and I remember he was at the Padres-Mets game, and I was at the Yankees-Astros game, and I remember going through, I did this late last week, looked at the box score from 2022, Mets, Padres, last one. Mets got shut out. I think it was 6-0. And you look at their roster, because we were talking about how they needed to overhaul this. It just wasn't good enough. Like, Nito was their catcher. Vogelbach was the DH that night. This is in the freaking playoffs, right? So this notion that, like, the Mets were, I think there was an overestimation and an over-evaluation, or valuation, really, better way to say it, of who these Mets have been the last couple of years. And by the way, the same applies to the Yankees. And I didn't do it the other day, but I'm going to do it now very briefly. And I was in the stadium in the Bronx, and I swear to God, if you told me I was at an April 19th game against the Oakland A's on a Tuesday night, that's the kind of juice it had during a playoff game. And if you were there, you know what I'm saying. And I'm looking at the box score from that night. Now, I know he's turned things around, and I know he had a pretty good run that postseason, but Harrison Bader was the leadoff man. Rizzo was the three-hitter. You had Donaldson hitting sixth as your starting third baseman. What did he hit in the playoffs? 077. Cabrera started in left field. Kiner Falefa was the shortstop. Carpenter, who had some home runs that year, obviously, was a pinch hitter. Peraza and Trevino. I mean, this is the American League Championship Series for the right to go to the World Series, man. So that didn't speak on the Yankees building some formidable roster. It was, all right, to the Calder's point, Judge is going to carry them during the regular season. He's going to be all-time. And then you're going to get there, and the discrepancy in talent is going to be so glaring, there is nothing you could do about it. The Yankees and the Astros could have played that series 10 times. I don't really think the Yankees win one series. I don't. I mean, the Astros were so much better. Altuve, Peña, Alvarez, Bregman, Young Tucker, Gurriel. That's their first six hitters, first seven hitters. You heard some of the scrubs I mentioned with the Yankees. So, you know, there's been some smoke and mirrors, I think, for both of these teams. That's why I'm remaining patient rather than acting like a lunatic every day. I want to see what the Yankees do. I want to see what the Mets do. Because I think deep down, even if you're really opposed to the Pete stuff and the Nimmo stuff and the Yankees being relatively inactive, I think that we all know that unless there's some sort of radical, I think radical more for the Mets than the Yankees, to be fair, but overhaul, like reconstruction for both of these teams, more for the Mets, neither team's going to win a damn thing. As much as we love talking baseball, we do. You know, it would be nice to talk about a championship team at some point, you know?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.